Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Ray, Ray, can you skip that part?
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was...
It's time. Welcome.
Okay. Hey, well. All right, guys. This is going to be a short call. You guys already know, so I don't even have to say it, but I will because people have been texting me, calling me, and I didn't respond because everybody knew Ray was going to be traveling today. So we're doing the best we can with what we have. That's all. And it's going to be a difficult week because we all know what's going on this week. But we'll make it happen. Anyway, this is just a real short call because of what's going on. Nothing much has changed. Nothing has changed at the banks, the Treasury on our side. Nothing at all right now. Come out with his new mandate. It's for 1 million people to show up on Saturday. He wants 1 million people on Saturday. And nobody knows what's going to happen. They say it's going to be peaceful. He wants it to be peaceful, but we'll see. The framework is still doing their thing, saying they're going to install a government. Mary went to Kurdistan, talked to Talabani and Barzani. Supposedly, Talabani is all in with the framework. They think they're going to have a decision before the end of the week and a date for Parliament to meet and convene the government. That's what they think. Al-Abusi has not set a date in the meantime. Sadar has set a date for Saturday. The court announced yesterday that they didn't have any authority to dissolve the government, and more importantly than that, they did not want to be in between the two branches of government. They said, please do not put us in the middle of it. We don't have any authority. The legal scholars came back and said the court does have authority when people aren't doing their jobs or living up to their obligations, which is this case. So, Sadar filed 3 lawsuits. The court is going to have to respond to him one way or the other. And that's why he just did it, one way or the other. So they're going to have to respond. So while we're looking critical as in time's running out, something's going to happen. Everybody's saying they realize it. Amiri has met with everybody. He's supposed to meet with Sadar. Remember last week? He's going to be over the weekend. Over the weekend, he's going to be in 48 hours. Now they say he's supposed to meet with Sadar on Saturday. Now, why you want to meet with him on Saturday when he's calling for a million-man march on Saturday? And the only thing I can conclude myself is, you know, they want to test his game. They want to see if 1 million people show up first to know if they have to meet. If not, they'll keep dragging it out like they have been. Supposedly, everybody is saying Amiri is the only one who can bring everybody together. And everybody talks to him. Everybody agree he's a friendly, good guy. Not a good guy, but anyway, the best of the worst. So now it's all on him. He's supposed to be the new shining star that's going to make this happen. So as of today, everything looked like it's pointing to Saturday or before. But there's meeting. Kurdistan, Talabani, and Barzani are both coming to Baghdad. So we'll be in Baghdad on Wednesday. because everybody agrees that it's dialogue, dialogue, dialogue. The UN met with the U.S., the UN met with CBI, the U.S. met with CBI. Nobody's saying what all the meetings are about, except dialogue is needed. It's a critical time, but there is a plan. Now, the good thing is, what they are putting out, is that agriculture and some of the private areas are increasing in revenue and demand, just like the white paper was designed to do, and they are seeing that increase even right now. So the economy in the country is going through an economic change even while it's going through this. The concern was the 23 budget, what it's going to do. The country's going to be in total chaos. They had all this money and no budget. It came out this morning, Finance, and Al-Kazimi, and said the plan was, even if they don't have a 23 budget, they're going to go with the 1/12th rule of the 21 budget. So that did away with all that. Still looking for a rate change. Nothing drastic. I know you guys are concerned about what happened over the weekend, so I just really wanted to put that out there. Didn't want to wait until Wednesday and let you know total chaos is not reigned yet. They are still talking, still meeting, and laying out their plans. Nobody's changed their mind. The framework says they're still going to use the same guy as prime minister. That's what they said this morning. They said they're still going to form a government. But the independents, some of the even Kurdistan people are saying, you know this is not going to happen. You know they're going to dissolve parliament. You know we're going through new elections. So what are you waiting for? Because that's how it's going to end. Why are we dragging this out? To that end, we'll see, because nobody wants to lose faith. And they all want to look like there was some kind of agreement made. And that's what we're waiting to see. Because right now, Sadr controls the entire economic country, the country, until he decides to at least talk to them or give some kind of concessions. There won't be any. And that's his point. There won't be any because he's not going to bow down or deal with the corrupt. So after Saturday, we'll see if it's time for the international community to step in and resolve this whole thing. All right, Ray, do we have any questions real quick?
Nope, no questions.
Okay.
So
is that a live call?
Oh, yeah, there's a few live birds on the line. Let's see, 281, okay. You were first. Did you change your mind? 281, here we go. You're on. You change.
Yeah, we're not doing flat tires today. Let's go to the
I'll wait till next time. I know you guys have a short call today. All right, thank you.
All right.
Do you have a question? Okay. No, do you have a question? Really? What?
No, I'll wait till Wednesday or whenever our next call you have. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, no, she never has.
You can't just go to Detroit. But, all right, bye.
Bye.
360, you're next.
Well, bless your heart for going the extra mile, Ray. I appreciate it. Tony, thanks for the accommodation. And I guess from all of us, I think I can say that thank you very much. It's nice to hear, even though the news is really pending, I think we've got a good place to be. And I'm actually feeling pretty good about the whole thing, although that doesn't make any difference. I'm wondering, do you think that the Kurds, Tony, will finally step up, or is it going to wait and depend upon how many people show up on Saturday for Sadr?
No, I don't think the Kurds are going to step up. Talabani has always been with the framework. That's the side that he went to. So, yeah, he's going to say everything's great. The meeting went great. I'm going to be there on Wednesday. Now, Brazani is on the other side, first of all, because they still want Saylor to stay in. And then the other thing is, what are they going to do about HCL? Since it hasn't been resolved. And Maliki's trying to put this whole thing through without resolving that. Because, just think about it, Maliki offered it to him. Then Maliki didn't give him what he agreed to give him. And then Al Kazemi gave him exactly what Maliki agreed to give him. And that's why they don't want him there. So why they would ever agree with the framework is beyond me. And when Sadar is trying to make things right, so it just doesn't make any sense. No, I don't think it will happen until Sadar is ready for it to happen.
Well, I think you're spot on. I'll get out of the way and get the next one in. Appreciate it, Tony. Thanks. Thanks, Ray.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
972, Danny in Dallas. That's you.
Yes, sir, Danny in Dallas. Tony, thanks for the short call. Hey. But I don't understand what it was that you're referring to that happened or is happening. You talking about the Million Man March, or is there something else? I don't know about a problem. Tell me what it is.
The Million Man March is happening Saturday at 5 o'clock.
I got that, but you seem to indicate there was a distressful situation now.
There's nothing now except nothing's happening.
Okay.
Nothing
all
now.
Right.
Okay.
I misread
nobody's
that. That's
fussing, fighting. They're all saying there's an agreement except Sadar, who says I'm still not talking to you. But everybody else says they're talking. Okay.
Yeah. It's not quite a patent place, but I guess it's as the world turns, huh? Okay. Thank you, fellas. Gotta go.
All right. It could change before Saturday, guys. We just don't know. I'm just saying, the closer we get, the more negotiable I think people are going to be. So we'll see.
Okay. 435, area code, you roll.
Good afternoon.
Greetings.
Good afternoon.
Hey, it's good to hear from you guys.
Yes, sir.
I just have one quick question. There's been articles this weekend come out, and they really defined as far as, you know, dissolving the parliament, and they referenced the different sections of the Constitution where it legalized them to do that. And I guess, you know, and then there's been all the articles saying that they can't do it, they can't dissolve it. But yet, here a few months ago when Sadar won and they wanted to go ahead and form it, and then Maliki filed the lawsuit with the court saying that he needed more than 50% plus one. And they ruled on it and said, no, you got to have 3/4. So why is it that they can rule on that, but now when they're saying they want them to rule on dissolving it, that legally they can't? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, what they ruled on was an interpretation of the law.
Okay.
Maliki said it said this, and Sadar said it says that. And the Supreme Court says, nope, Maliki's right. This is what we were saying. We wrote it ambiguously, but this is what we meant, what he said. And they're saying that's BS. Because every other time it was plus one. And that you were bought and paid for by Maliki. So now, if that was the case, and Maliki doesn't want this to happen, what's the best answer for the court? We can't get involved. But he's still doing what Maliki wants him to do. We can't get involved. And that's why Sadar came out and said, look, as crooked as y'all are and everything you've done, I know there's got to be a little honesty left in you, so you need to rule on this. And they're saying they don't want to. And by him filing a lawsuit, he says, oh, you are. One way or the other, you're going to rule something, and we're going to take it from there. And he gave until Friday to rule, because Saturday is the Million Man March. So we wait.
Right. Well, it just, I don't know. The situation over there, it just, they're so crooked that it's like, how are they ever going to resolve this unless somebody else steps in and does it? But anyway, thanks for your answer. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. 312 area code. You're welcome.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How y'all doing?
Hey there.
Oh, no. Are you listening to my conversation?
What? Yes. You shouldn't have been having it behind the little song. Yes, we were listening to your conversation. Well, my question is, I read a little something, an article the other day concerning Amiri. I forget what it is now, but my question is, how did he become the golden boy all of a sudden? I mean, a few months ago, he was in the doghouse with Maliki. Now, all of a sudden, he's the golden boy?
Well, a few months ago, he broke off from Maliki. Remember, he said, I no longer agree with that. I don't want to do it that way. Everything else. He didn't want to be involved with Irene. Even though he's still part of the framework, he said, I don't agree 100% with him. And then when Maliki made those statements, that was publicized. Amiri was the guy who said, hey, we should have a meeting about this, discuss this, make a decision. Even though they never did, he was pushing in that direction. So that kind of moves him away from, you know, the left or right, but more, a little bit closer to the center. And the fact that he was talking to Sadar in that time frame, and that's why they're saying everybody likes him. Because they know even he doesn't like or trust Maliki 100%.
So do they think he really can be trusted now?
Well, they think Sadar will have a conversation with him where he won't have one with anybody else.
Okay.
Well, now, that's what they think.
Helpful.
But they've been saying that for 2 weeks, and Sadar hasn't talked to him yet.
It's like that TV show, Everyone Loves Raymond. Now here it is, Everyone Loves Amiri.
Well, we're going to see if Sadar talks with him. But again, why do you try to make the meeting right after the Million Man March starts? Because you want to see if they're going to be a Million Man March.
Right. Oh, I'm sure Sadar can pull it together if he wants to. But how do you keep a million people calm? How do you keep it peaceful with a million people?
You know, one of their politicians put out something, and New York put out something today. They say wars are not started by leaders. Wars are started by commanders on the field, either usurping their authority or just going playing crazy. Because once they started on the field, the leaders have no choice. So you're right. How do you control a million people and tell any of them, 10, 20, 30,000 of them, don't go burn that building down? What you going to do?
Wow.
So I've been saying it for years. Once you light that match, you don't know if you're getting a campfire, a forest fire, or if we can fire a tornado. Well, we're going to see.
We're going to see. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. I really do appreciate all that you all continue to do for this community.
Yeah.
You all have a great
thank
rest
you.
Of your day. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wait. Is she with you? Is she with you?
What? Who?
All right. I ain't going to tell on her.
610 Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, or good afternoon, Tony. It is afternoon for you as well.
It is. How you doing, sir?
All right, super fantastic-er, and I'm going to keep it to the short version here. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website. Click on that red payment button and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. In the block where you type in the name on the card, after you have typed in the name on the card, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number in that same block. Again, that helps Ray track the payments as they come in. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT radio show." This way, you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay, right. One caller left. We'll squeeze this one in. 281.
Hey, how you all doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Yep, how are you?
I'm better, thank you for asking. Today it's been a pretty good day. Actually, I caught the, after you had started talking, so I didn't hear the first part, and so... Actually, Mr. Ray, I'm sorry I didn't put my hand down because I need to go ahead and listen to what was said in the beginning.
Okay.
Mr. Tony, you all have a great day. And I want to tell you, Mr. Tony, we're looking for some houses in Chicago. I mean, in California.
Okay, then.
All right.
Yes, we got here. Just imagine what you're looking at because of what we've seen.
All right.
You need to change the scene.
All right.
You all be blessed. Be encouraged.
Hey, okay, thank you. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Right. We'll wrap this one up.
I thought you were trying to go.
Was.
Anyway, I told you.
We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, because we got some stuff to do. So anyway, no bad information. Actually, it's good because they continue to talk, continue to say dialogue, no riots in the streets. Bank personnel have no updates. Everybody is quiet, waiting to see what's going to happen this week because this is supposed to be the week. It's supposed to go in one direction or the other. So I guess we'll know come Saturday exactly what's going to happen, if not before. Again, they're meeting today. on Wednesday for that discussion. Framework, Amiri, Talabani, all seem to think they're going to resolve something this week before Saturday. So we'll see what happens. All right, in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this short session. On Monday, we'll be back hump day Wednesday. Keep believing, we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving
up. To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Monday. We are out of here.